Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of my favorite vegetables is tremendously useful, totally tasty, and sadly overlooked. In a professional kitchen, it is a ubiquitous standby, and it shows up everywhere, often without letting you know about it. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, could you live without the humble little shallot?
No, I mean, I love cooking with them. I think they're great. But, you know, in the grocery store, they're usually kind of tucked off in a corner somewhere.
Yeah. You got to go looking for them. Usually, I think they're around the garlic or the onions or something, which is actually, that's a perfect description of a shallot. It's sort of a cross between an onion and a garlic. I think technically it's in the onion family. It has its own flavor, though. It's much sweeter than either of those and has just a little bit of pungency that makes it really nice. It's really flexible. You can roast them whole. You know, just take your time, go for a long, slow roast, or you can peel them and slice them, you know, crosswise into rings. You can make matchsticks out of them, or you can dice them or mince them as finely as you want. And I think when you cook a shallot, it usually becomes very soft, almost melted. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's good about it, it has an uncanny ability to blend in with just about any other savory flavor. There are welcome additions to sauces, marinades, and braising liquids.
Yes.
I looked up a few ideas for how to use shallots that are kind of fun. First one is just crispy shallots. And this is great as a garnish or just a nibble. Simply saute shallot rings in canola oil until they're crisp and brown and put them on a paper towel to drain and some salt and pepper. You're really good to go.
Do you know, I often dust them in a little Wondra flour before I fry them.
That would make them even better.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like an onion ring for Barbie scenario. But yeah, you're right. I mean, they are ridiculously delicious. I actually use them when I make green bean casserole. I use crispy shallots on top instead of the funyuns or the onions you buy in the store. It makes the dish that much better.
I saw a picture of that on the internet, so you're absolutely right.
Yes.
One thing I've done is roast shallots with potatoes and cloves of garlic when I'm fixing a roasted chicken.
Mm.
And I just prep them around and put them around a ring around the chicken and stick it in the oven for an hour and a half or so. And they come out. And I like to let them get all the good chicken juice all over them.
Yes, of course. Chicken fat, it makes them delicious.
It really does. There's plenty of sauces that depend on shallots. There's a shallot and red wine sauce, a shallot and white wine sauce. Lots of creamy shallot sauces that are very, very used.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're in Maryland. I mean, oysters, mignonette, the traditional sauce is just shallots and vinegar, which goes on top.
It really tastes great. Yeah. Jerry, what I'm going to do is put a lot of these ideas on the web so that people can check them out. And they're really a lot of fun to work with.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.